Jesus, we worship you. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We enter it, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 My wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us sing together. 448. 448.
Jesus.
32, if you need the words for it. 32 in the hymn book. We'll start over again, verse 1, number 32.
Should I say that or shouldn't I say it? And there was my word, the first word of the second verse, my gracious master. Can I come up here for
sure,
a minute?
Sure.
I'll try not to take more than 5 minutes. There's my little
My gracious master and my God, assist me to proclaim, to spread through all the earth abroad, the honor of your name. You see, every one of us has a commission from Jesus. When he comes into our hearts and he changes us completely. However, possibly we don't all let him have his way with us and let him change our hearts completely. I know before I was saved, in my home where I was brought up as a little girl, even when I was just 4 and 5 years old, I cursed. I swore. I didn't know how to talk nicely, and I wasn't even aware of it. And one day my mother said to me, "Sister, your speech is terrible." "Why, Mama?" And she says, "Because you swear and say nasty words, bad words. Little girls shouldn't talk like that." I says, "My daddy says them. My daddy says those words, Mama." She says, "But little, nice little girls don't talk like that." I said, "Oh." And you know, I came to Jesus, and you all know my story. Many of you do anyway. When I was 13, almost 14 years old, I just graduated from grade school, we called it in those days. And a lady who lived next door, who had moved to Benton Harbor, Michigan, from Waukegan, Illinois, got a letter from my mother saying, things have all changed since you moved away. Art, my father, has asked me to leave the home. He has someone else he wants to bring into the home. Anyway, my whole life was changed. But my mother wrote that letter to her friend that had moved to Benton Harbor, Michigan, as I've told you before. And that lady had found Jesus as her Savior, the neighbor had. And so what did she do? She said, Full Gospel Tabernacle, Waukegan, Illinois, no address, no street address. And dear pastor, please go and visit my neighbor, Mrs. Dilger, who lives at 306 Washington Park, Waukegan, Illinois. And her heart is broken. Her heart is broken because her husband just left her. Well, now I had to tell you that to tell you this. Then my mother and I accepted. Oh, then the pastor's wife and Evelyn, well, you knew her as Evelyn Oldfield. Some of you did. She was Evelyn Gillenberg then, just a young woman, probably about 21 years old. They came and knocked at our door, and I was home with my mother. My mother hadn't left the property yet. She had 1 month to get out. And I went to the door, and I said, hello. And they said, your friend, Mrs. Crawford, wrote us a letter and asked us to come and visit you and tell you how much Jesus loves you. Oh, I said, well, come in then. Come in, because I loved Mrs. Crawford and her four daughters. They often took care of me when I was a little girl. They had lived there for 12 or 15 years. I'm trying to make this very brief. And I said, Mother, Mother, come. My mother was lying on her bed crying. I said, come. Mrs. Crawford sent some people to tell us that Jesus loves us. Wonderful news. When Papa doesn't love us anymore and your husband doesn't love you anymore, that's wonderful news. Somebody loves you. Anyway, that all said and done. The rest of the story I won't go into. But I had a wonderful Sunday school teacher, and you knew her as Caroline Gardner, Mrs. Gordon P. Gardner. And she was my Sunday school teacher. She was Caroline Hofflander at the time. And she told us, read the Bible. Now, Carmen came up to me today, and I said, how are you, Carmen? And she says, I've been doing what you told me to do. I said, what did I tell you to do last year? She says, you told me, what did you tell me, Carmen?
To sing.
Sing? Yes, I said, sing the hymns, read the word. And you know what? I have found out how gracious my precious Father in heaven is. One day I was reading the Bible. I started right away. I started in Genesis and I read it all the way through. That's what you're supposed to do. Not that I could tell you all that I read. But I read it, and then I started to memorize everything my Sunday school teacher told me to memorize. Matthew 5, the Beatitudes, and the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, and the consecration chapter, Romans 12, and many other verses too in the Bible, many other topics. And so I became kind of a topic study of the Bible. And one day I read this verse in the Bible, and I couldn't remember where I read it because I was reading so much in the Bible. And so I looked in my concordance, and this is the verse, the Lord, and this is in the last two or three or four, 2 years that the Lord has been talking to me quite personally, because I've had quite a challenge the last 2 years of my life. And here is the verse the Lord reminded me that I had read. So wonderful. And now we sang it tonight. Oh, gracious Master and my God, assist me to proclaim. Here it is in Isaiah 30, chapter 18. And listen to what it says. This is gold. The Lord waits to be gracious to you. Somebody's going to be kind. Somebody's going to be gracious. Somebody's going to love me. Does that charm your heart? Oh, it's just charmed my heart this past 2 years especially. The Lord waits in heaven to be gracious to me. And then I got interested in that word. I thought, I wonder if there's any more verses like that. And then I found in Isaiah 33, verse 2, God will be gracious to you. And then I thought, I wonder if there's any more words like that. And then I found that Jesus, it was said about Jesus, that gracious words proceeded out of his mouth. And then I found a note in the commentary that said, that word gracious is used 81 times in the Bible. And I thought, oh, Jesus, help me to speak gracious words. And now here's my point that I was going to say. I would only try to take 5 minutes. When we get this wonderful change in our heart that is wrought when Jesus comes into our heart, and then we hear the gracious words of God, it should do something. It did for me. When I came to Jesus way back when I was 14, I realized my dirty mouth. My mother had told me about, you know, that my mouth wasn't nice. I went down in the coal bin. We had coal in those days to put in, shovel into our furnace. And I said, oh, Father, oh, God, I don't want to leave this coal bin before I tell you from my heart. I don't want to ever talk like that again. I don't want to ever, ever, ever talk like that again. Well, I have to tell you, one time after that, shortly thereafter, you know, the old enemy goes around seeking whom he may devour. Well, one day, I was washing dishes in the kitchen sink. No dishwashers in those days. And my brother had a dish towel, and he was wiping the dishes, and he was full of monkey shines, just like my four boys were. Anyway, when something got into him, and I wore ankle socks and bare legs up to my knees, and he started snapping my legs with the dish towel. And without thinking, I said, oh, gee, oh, I don't even want to say it, you. And it was as if the ceiling came down on me. I left the dishes in the dishpan. I ran back down in the basement to the coal bin, and I said, Father, please forgive me. You heard my prayer just a few weeks ago asking you to cleanse me, and then you did. Forgive me for what I said. And what a terrible thing to say to somebody, asking God to damn them. You see, the Word of God and Jesus himself had become very real to me. You are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and I wanted to please him because he loved me. Somebody loved me, like we heard our sister say the other night. I found no place. I found no love. Anyway, I'm going to hush now. There was one more beautiful verse about gracious that I wanted to tell you about, in case you don't know all this yourself, and I suppose that this is old to some of you. But it says in Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament before you come to Matthew, in Malachi it says this wonderful word to 1:9, and it says, but now entreat God's favor. Beg for God's favor that he may be gracious to us. I tell you, this has been such a blessed word to my heart, and I have been listening when I'm here. We were taught way back years ago, always listen to God. And if I hear a word come up, then I say, this is the time to say it. So I'm saying it tonight, because that word, oh gracious Master and my God, he is. He's a Father and the lover of our soul, and he wants to transform us and make us like himself. That's what it's all about. That Jesus reigns supreme and reigns alone.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I hope little bless you like it has blessed me. Because I need it, something gracious and kind and good. Amen. And Jesus has never failed me. He's still that way. Earthly friends may prove untrue. Doubts and fears assail. But there's one who cares for you. And he will not fail. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear Lord, for your goodness to every one of us.
Yes.
You've been gracious.
Yes.
You've been merciful and kind.
Yes. Yes.
It's, I guess, your nature to be gracious, merciful, and kind.
Yes.
To those that implore you, those that call upon you. And Lord, we certainly appreciate and are thankful for your goodness to us, your mercy upon us, and we thank you, Lord, for the way that you've helped us this last week at camp, for the way that you've met the boys and are meeting the cottagers. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Certainly it's because you are gracious, because you are kind and good. And Lord, you make these changes in our hearts. You come to our lives and change the old to the new and make us new creations. Because you're gracious to us.
Yes,
it's not because we deserved it or earned it, but Lord, it's only your mercy. And so we thank you for it. And we also thank you, Lord, that day by day you're just the same, and your goodness and your mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And so we pray that we might learn to appreciate, to be thankful for, to receive out of your fullness the grace, the help that you have for us every single day, this day, through this night, Lord, through the morrow, we take your help. You are gracious. Thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.